RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. I've cooked up a little something for you. It's called a recipe for resilience. Now, let's go to this whole issue of resilience. It's so important because, quite frankly, it's the foundation for being able to survive every flipping day of our female lives, right? So resilience, what is it? It dates way back to the 1600s. It's an act of rebounding. It's from the Latin resiliens, and it really means to be able to rebound, recoil, jump, leap. Elasticity, what else does it mean? Well, it's the ability to become strong, healthy, or successful again after something funky happens. The ability of something to return to its original shape after it's been pulled, stretched, pressed, bent. Yeah, that's resilience. So I want to put together a little recipe to be able to help you through this. So I want you to look at this as something you're going to customize and enjoy daily as a blueprint of reminders that will help you stay on track with what's really important in your life, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And then, like I said, individualize it. After all, isn't that what a recipe is all about? Please remember that, as the evolutionary biologist Charles Darwin once noted, it's not the strongest or even the smartest who survive. It's those who can adapt and adjust to life's wild and crazy and often unpredictable stresses who survive. Adapting and adjusting is critical to your daily practice of stress resilience. I actually call it A-squaring it. You know, adapt and adjust. Just, I like being macho about it. Wake up in the morning and go, come on, come on. You know, throw me something. I'm going to adapt and adjust. Just watch me. Now, I'm going to read through all the ingredients for resilience and note that each one is an integral and essential element in the powerful foundation of your own resilience. Just keep practicing your positive lifestyle habits based on these and gradually integrate more and more of these ingredients over time. Then watch your own transformation into a happier, stronger, and more powerful person. You know you deserve to be that. You know you're striving for it. You will achieve it. Okay, let's hop into that kitchen of life, stir up a little bit of that recipe, all right? And then figure out which ingredients resonate with you. And think about, got any more you want to add? All right, the first one is 7 to 8 hours of restful sleep. You got that right. Sleep is integral to having the power and the focus to be able to get through the day. The next one, and I kept this down to the absolute minimum in terms of minutes. You can expand this all you want. 5 minutes of gratitude. Just wake up in the morning, and as you open up your eyes, just say your gratitudes. It could take you a minute. Sing them in the shower, whatever you wish, but it reframes your whole day. It really makes you feel so much better because suddenly you got some of that BMW coming out of your mouth. You know what I'm talking about, bitch, moan, and whine. And this will just wipe that sucker right out. Suddenly you're just grateful. How about adding 5 to 15 minutes of meditation and or prayer? Wow, that's introspection. That's self-reflection time. We love that. So important. Goes hand in hand with reframing and refocusing and then reminding yourself, what's really important in life? What is my mission statement? Am I sticking to it? Now, let's go to stress for a minute. I'm going to tell you 1 to 2, at least, deep breaths per stress. Before you even respond, I didn't say react, because if you react, you didn't take any deep breaths. Before you respond to any stress, take those deep breaths. Take a moment. Reflect. What the heck just happened? And then you're going to be able to respond appropriately. No knee jerking here. And then every single stress, 1 to 5, adapt and adjust. That's right. It's like you say to yourself, oh my gosh, in the midst of difficulty lies opportunity. How do I learn? How do I adapt? How do I adjust to each one of these stress as they come flying right at me, right and left, all day long? Now, how about integrating into your life 10 acts of random kindness all day long? They could be the smallest things. They could be to anybody, complete strangers. Just please do it. 10 acts of self-compassion. So funny, when I posted this on my Facebook for Dr. Peak, Dr. Pam Peak, one of the comments I got was, Dr. Peak, I had to look up self-compassion on Google because I had no idea what it was. Whoa, that's pretty powerful. 10 acts of self-compassion. That means self-forgiveness. That means giving yourself an attagirl. That means, hey, yeah, you did your best. Come on, you can do it. It's just self-love, self-support, self-compassion. You're compassionate to everyone else, but how about you? Now, how about 1 to 3 joyful experiences? They could be anything that gives you joy. It's your definition of joy. We just live without it. It's not good. 20 laughs out loud. Like I've always said, children laugh 300 times a day. Adults, 10 to 12 if they're lucky. Let's catch up to the kids. Let's go full circle. Let's be a kid again. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Because when you're doing that, you're controlling stress hormone. At the same time, you're being able to boost immune function. It's nothing but good. And boy, does that reframe things immediately. How about spending about 30 to 60 minutes organizing and planning? That means you're tapping into your executive function. Tap on your forehead right now. Right behind there is the frontal cortex, and that's the CEO of the brain. That's where you learn how to strategize, organize, and plan. You know, we don't spend enough time doing that. And so you could spread this out throughout the day, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there. You know, cut in, declutter, organize, strategize. Try to be able to rein in impulsivity. This will make you a more patient person, less irritable. Because guess what? You got a plan, Stan. And, well, like I also always say, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You need that plan. A little something, not overly rigorous. There you have it. Now, how about adding in 15 to 20 minutes of high-intensity exercise? It means you could take, you know, that high-intensity interval training and do that. It's so simple. Go up and down stairs. Add that hill in there. Add more intensity. It's not just about walking around the block once. Come on, add a little bit more of that because it helps. It really, truly does. And then throughout the day, just always increase your activities of daily living. Get up more. Come on. For every 30 minutes you sit, you got to get up and move for at least 5. Okay? Use that as a little baseline rule. How about, finally, 1 to 5 connections with friends and family? Don't forget. And if you don't have, you know, friends, make them. You know, put it out there. Because loneliness is terrible for your health. You've got to connect. We're social animals. Now, at the end of it, well, there's my recipe for resilience. Mix and blend, customize to taste, and enjoy daily. How do you like that? Sleep, gratitude, meditation, prayer. We love it all. You now know how to deal with stress, adapt and adjust, organize and plan, get that physical activity in there, and connect, connect, and connect again. So important. All right. I'm Dr. Pam Peak with my recipe for resilience. Now, what I want you to do is connect with us. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And please shoot us questions at askher@radiomd.com. Because we sit around waiting to hear from you. We love it, love it, love it. Want to hear from you. And please stay well.